Well, hey, everybody. I'm back and on the mend from pneumonia. Boy, I was a sick puppy. As you can probably hear, I'm still not 100%, but I think that in a few more days, I'll be as right as rain, as they say. I want to thank everybody who prayed for my recovery and wished me well. It means a lot to me that you're praying for me and care when I'm sick. Thank you. Well, let's get on with it, shall we? This is episode 397 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New. Each day we alternate those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Also, I try to average about 10 minutes per show. When I had to take my unscheduled break, we were due to read 1 Kings 19. So let's get back on track and do just that. Our translation this week is the New Life Version. Let's begin. 1 Kings chapter 19. Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. He told her how Elijah had killed with the sword all the men who spoke for Baal. Then Jezebel sent news to Elijah, saying, "So may the gods do to me, and even more, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by this time tomorrow." Elijah was afraid. He got up and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba of Judah, he left his servant there. But he himself traveled for a day into the desert. He came and sat down under a juniper tree. There he asked that he might die, saying, "It is enough now, O Lord. Take my life, for I am not better than my father's." When he lay down and slept under the juniper tree, an angel touched him. The angel said to him, "Get up and eat." Then Elijah looked and saw by his head a loaf of bread made ready on hot stones and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, because this traveling is too hard for you." So he got up and ate and drank. And he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mountain of God. He came to a cave and stayed there. The word of the Lord came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Elijah said, "I have been very careful to serve the Lord, the God of all. For the people of Israel have turned away from your agreement. They have torn down your altars and have killed with the sword the men who speak for you. Only I am left, and they want to kill me." So the angel said, "Go and stand on the mountain before the Lord." And the Lord passed by. A strong wind tore through the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, the earth shook. But the Lord was not in the shaking of the earth. After the earth shook, a fire came. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a sound of gentle blowing. When Elijah heard it, he put his coat over his face and went out and stood at the opening of the hole. Then a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He said, "I have been very careful to serve the Lord, the God of all. For the people of Israel have turned away from your agreement. They have torn down your altars, and they have killed with the sword the men who speak for you. Only I am left, and they want to kill me." The Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, set apart Hazael to be the king of Syria. Set apart Nimshi's son Jehu to be the king of Israel. And set apart Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, to speak for God in your place. Jehu will kill the one who gets away from the sword of Hazael. Elisha will kill the one who gets away from the sword of Jehu. But I will leave 7,000 in Israel whose knees have not bowed down in front of Baal and whose mouths have not kissed him." So Elijah left there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat. Elisha was plowing with 24 bulls and was with the last two. Elijah passed by him and threw his coat on him. And he left the bulls and ran after Elijah and said, "Let me kiss my father and mother, then I will follow you." And Elijah said to him, "Return, for what have I done to you?" So Elisha returned from following him. He took his two bulls and killed them. Then he boiled their flesh over a fire, burning the wood cross pieces the bulls used to pull the load. And he gave the meat to the people, and they ate. Then Elisha got up and followed Elijah and served him. May God bless the reading of His Word. When we last saw Elijah, God had answered his prayers to rain down fire on the sacrifice in order to show that Baal was a false god and that he, God, is real. Well, God did that and more, remember? And here in today's chapter, we see Elijah cowering at a threat from Jezebel. Seems strange? Well, maybe just a bit. At least we know that Elijah was aware that this great thing that God did in consuming the sacrifice and the water and the dirt was a God thing and not an Elijah thing. He stayed humble and aware of his own humanity, and that's a good thing. And he didn't presume on God's favor, which I happen to think is a good thing too. We sometimes have the idea that since we are quote-unquote kids of the king, that we don't have to be concerned about things, that God will just magically take care of us. We forget what Jesus said to Satan when he was in the desert and Satan was tempting him. Remember, Satan told Jesus to jump from a high spot because God's angels would surely keep him from harm. But Jesus told Satan that we must not put the Lord to the test. So Elijah here took Jezebel's threat to heart. Remember that earlier God had told Elijah to hide when his life was in danger. Remember that? Well, so Elijah just naturally assumed that this would be a good thing to do with this threat from Jezebel as well. And while Elijah was in the desert, we see that he was greatly discouraged. He even said to God, "Just let me die here. I've had enough." Well, isn't that strange too? You would think that after witnessing God's great display before the false prophets of Baal and the celebration of the people of Israel, Elijah would be on cloud nine. But we see a man who was worn out. The running, the hiding, the threats have all weighed on him. And we also know that after a great emotional high, it's natural to fall into a funk shortly thereafter. Happens to me sometimes. So there might have been some of that in play here as well. No, regardless, God wasn't through with Elijah, and he sent an angel to care for him there in the desert. He sent food and water, and after eating two meals with a time of sleep in between, the food sustains Elijah for 40 days as he traveled to Mount Horeb, the mountain of God. Now, this was the same mountain where God appeared to Moses and gave Moses the tablets. This is where God first spoke to Moses from the burning bush, and where he actually revealed a bit of himself to Moses later on. And God spoke to Elijah here. God wasn't in the terrible wind, he wasn't in the earthquake, he wasn't in the fire, but he was in the sound of gentle blowing, a still, small voice. When is it that you're able to hear a gentle, quiet, still, small voice? When you're listening. When you are still. Do you want to hear the voice of God? Do you really? Are you ready for it? Do you desire it more than anything? Then stop. Be still. Listen. Wait. If you are really thirsting to hear Him, I believe that He will speak to you as He spoke to Elijah and as He has spoken to me. As Elijah said in today's reading, and as I echo, I am not better than my fathers. You don't have to be some great prophet. You only have to be willing to humble yourself and desire to know God more. What do you think? If you'd like to leave a comment, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 397.lifespringmedia.com. Or tweet me at @_SteveWeb_. Be sure you're subscribed to the LifeSpring Family Bible in your favorite podcast app. I don't care what you use, just subscribe. This is a daily Monday through Friday show, and I hope you'll not want to miss an episode. And again, thank you for sticking around while I was sick. Tomorrow we'll be back in the book of Revelation. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.